wasps, where do they build their nests?
Up in a corner someplace usually, or under the eaves.
Do they make these paper-like nests?
No, they make a dirt. Looks sort of like a dirt clod with holes in it, but that's not what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
What do you call the smaller insect that builds?
Mosquito?
No, this may be about this
bee?
Long. He looks like a wasp, but he's more delicate, and he'll build a dirt or a mud nest.
A yellow jacket?
They have a yellow bottom with stripes on it.
Mm-hmm. Or a bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Bumblebee though and a yellow jacket aren't the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
and what do you call those things that may hang down from your ceiling and drift in the breeze and catch all the dust?
Oh, spider web.
They're
is that
boxes,
what you mean?
Aren't they?
Yes. Maybe a few in here. Not spiderwebs, but...
We have trouble with bugs around our house. My goodness.
A lot of
when
bugs
I see
here.
A spider, I welcome him.
It's been a wet year.
Did you ever have any trouble with trees around your wells?
No, nothing I know of. What kind of trees?
Any kind. The kind of trees were common.
And several peach trees around one well and honeysuckle around the other, no other trees.
And what kinds of trees were common in the locality?
Oak. Several kinds of oak. Scrub oak and just a plain oak. Large oak and elm trees. Con trees. We had several maple trees.
Mm-hmm. Could you gather sap from these trees, from maple trees?
No.
Soft maple, huh?
Soft maple.
Did you say that you had cherry trees, too?
Yes, we did have some cherry trees.
Did you have that tree?
A wild
with...
cherry.
Oh.
And some tame cherry trees, too.
They're a little better.
Mm-hmm. Wild cherries are good, though.
Yes, they
They're
are.
They're tiny little berries, but they're good.
We had a cherry tree by our house in Ann Arbor. It wasn't our house, but we did there.
Mm-hmm.
Gathered enough cherries for a pie, and gee, it was good. Next pie we gathered cherries for, we watched a little more closely when we did. Boy, every cherry had a worm in it.
Mm-hmm.
That did it.
Yes.
Did you have that tree that has these ball-like things out of the ends of the branches in the winter? This has an olive-colored bark, somewhat scaly. The leaf is quite broad.
You mean acorns?
No. I was thinking more of a sycamore. Or...
Well, I think they do have them. I don't believe that we had any.
Do you have that three-leafed vine around here by the creeks?
Poison ivy?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's around.
And what happens if you get in that?
You get poison ivy. And it's a lot like blisters on your skin.
Look at your arms. Memories, huh?